uptake of Coca-Cola and other companies, but more important from here, Tigre Toro. My comment, well, I lost for who asked me to give this year about focus, more than any company is going to be out of town.
Remarkable
now 17 years ago, since it's a revised edition, the rule of when the original edition was. It explains about the idea of cleaning before Pesach. I'll skip it. It says, as a result of this, see what this is, the pressure of pre-Pesach cleaning has been unnecessary at overwhelming levels. Okay. The housewife often becomes a nervous wreck, unable to enjoy the simple shabbat of Pesach, and unable to perform the mitzvahs and obligations of the Seder night. They make a parenthetical remark. There are many women who, because they don't want to become a nervous wreck, just opt out. They run to the hotels. And it's not part of my agenda to speak about it tonight, so I'll just make a brief comment. It's not one of the Tariyat mitzvahs to go to a hotel. And one can observe Pesach not in a hotel. And yes, will be a minyan in Beth Abraham on Pesach. Even in Yom Kippur Lebrus. You can stay home. There's a whole generation of youngsters growing up, they never heard of Pesach at all. Which is a very unfortunate point on many levels. And part of it is because some of the Kippurs, the women just say they can't see the way clear to make Pesach. It's unfortunate. Rav Scheinberg is not discussing that at all. Here's a difference. Here. That may be what I call a cooler. You go to a hotel, there's a cooler that's cleaning, it's a cooler, but you don't have the same home experience. Such an important thing, you've got to live in the experience. You're giving up on it, you're in a hotel. But here's the difference then. You're giving up on simplest yom. The woman who's such a wreck, one of the tapes my kids have many years who had to go, the here come paints of blues. I think that's something we want to all go blind. The woman has the blues. That's not a mood to come into the underwear. Moreover, he's afraid that she'll be so zot from cleaning her face up, she'll fall asleep in the middle of the Seder. She won't fulfill the mitzvah halaylo, the mitzvah haraisa. It's terrible. There's some wacko hooker on you that's accepting, so therefore you're going to miss out on something which is much more important. Now, what exactly? Well, this he explains in the first two paragraphs. In the old days of these palaces, the wealthy people had large houses, and they had many servants. So the servants would clean up for them. Okay. The people who were not wealthy had one little room, a room, very small home. So what so many is today we're caught in the trap. Because the house is Baruch Hashem a lodge, but you don't find servants running around. And you have one living, all right, but not servants, Balash and Rabbi, who could go run around and clean everything up. They're caught in this grasp. Now, truth to tell, in the older years, it was very hard to clean. Tables were made of raw wood. Earth with no wood floors had to be thoroughly scrubbed and cleaned. Okay. But here we have the first of many purpose, which I believe are unnecessary. And in fact, I'm trying to quote. And that is, people confuse Pesach cleaning with spring cleaning. And they tell you to clean the whole house when they get rid of every last vestige, every last crumb, no matter what. It's simply not the case. If you look at the, we give you sources, the idea of the Nikas Chometz is not to find every last crumb. And the reason is simple. Most of the crumbs are very small, too small to be considered, what we call a kazayas, kazayas later, much small, even the smallest year of kazayas. And we are taught that if the piruim, as we call them, the little crumbs, are small, and in addition to being small, they're also betuna sas. They are somewhat dirty. There is no requirement to burn it. There's no requirement to burn it. There's also no requirement to check for it. Hence, if our floors are in two knuckles and sass, and I think they all are, there's just some dirt floating around on our floors, including our sass, then we're looking for what we call renaissance. We're looking for amounts of comments that are large. Large as a kazayas. That's pretty big. And therefore, both what we look for on Pesach, we're not really required to look for. Because it's less the size of a kazayas and it's the tuna of tas. Therefore, one would really not need to burn it. And I can repeat again, if one did not burn it, one is not required to look for it either. Just leave it there. Just leave it there. That's not so, it's not so terrible. It's allowed to be there. It's something which, unfortunately, people don't realize. It's an unfortunate thing. They work very, very hard. Too hard, as a matter of fact. As you saw before. Okay. Now, that's number one. Number two, let's go to the Bidigas Chametz. I'm trying to follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch as much as I can. Bidigas Chametz, we all know, all our Ba'asar, both Nes HaChametz, Ba'or HaDeh. Everyone knows the Deh. In my opinion, one should not use a Deh. One should rather use a flashlight. Kind of cool than this. I want to be machmir. I want to use a candle. So, I brought only one sefer with me, and that is a very nice sefer. I brought one of mine. I built this candle by Rabbi Shimon Ivan. You can see it's ripped in my hand. It's not as used. Something else. It is well used. And I'll give you a couple of page references to that as well. He quotes over here, with the name of Moshe Feinstein, the one of the Rama, on page 86. Or Pe'alim. Moshe Feinstein said that a flashlight is better than a candle. That's why a candle is not the tomorrow. That's a tradition. Somebody thousands of years have both didn't have a choice. So why is it like a tradition? Here's the answer. It's a chumrah which leads to a cooler. Two coolers. One chalila cooler is b'kuah nefesh. Fire started by people with candles searching in the place with the candles up below. And the flip side of that is, out of fear not to start a fire, the person will not take the candle and put it into what you call the car of the stock, you know, the dumps and crannies, where the light is supposed to go. It's either or. So the proper way to check with the Bidikas Chametz nowadays is with a flashlight. Nearly, and those who are not prepared to put them, I may do today. Okay. Yes? Those who are going east to Europe or Israel must people that they're pointing to Rabbi and America to sell the chametz. By the time we sell the chametz on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, it's already 6 p.m. and they're still too late to sell. So they must use it if you're in the Gimel. But what's happening for them anyway, I would recommend whoever's quote-unquote alone in the entire house and not checking it should include himself within that earlier Mechira as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes another potential hook, which is, well, at least check one rule. In other words, Tikkas Chametz is an important quote-unquote mitzvah. So you have a 20-room house, so you can sell, fold up 19 of the rooms, and sell everything in that in those rooms. But one room leave out and perform the mitzvah of Tikkas Chametz on that room. If you do it that last night, if you're going to be going for the short trip the night before, you do with a bracha. Here again, if you make a bracha on a room, Tikkas Chametz, you have to make sure to exclude that room from your general sale. If I'm doing a regular Tikkas Chametz, it's sufficient if I wish to, we'll see later, we'll sell the whole house, sell the chametz in the house, they sell the chametz, and they rent out all the places upon which the chametz is found. That's first again the case. For the person who's home for Pesach, who's cleaning for Pesach. For the individual who is not home for Pesach, who's not cleaning for Pesach, but he has to rent out, if you will, the entire house, not the place where the chametz is found. Everywhere. They shouldn't have to check for chametz. That's also good. Once you do that, then if you will now turn around and make a B'dikas Chametz with a bracha on all our boshas, it's very likely a bracha will live on Tala. Because he already either has rented or has arranged to rent the entire house out to the non-Jew. And therefore, you have to be careful. If you want to fulfill the mitzvah B'dika on a particular room, make sure to exclude that room from the general rental of your premises to the God. The high form which I use, the power of attorney, is a parenthetical remark for those want to go away, and they have a special piece of the page to the side that they're renting out the entire home. And it's room for parentheses for those who want to be not rent out this room, except for such a room. That except for such a room that's excluded from the rental, and therefore if it's obligated to the Medica, if you're there the last night before Pesach, you need to make a broad line. I'll make myself clear, be a little bit careful with, as I said before, focus on the foolish, you have to be careful in how you take care of this particular situation. But generally speaking, I think we can be mako and not check the house out if we're in fact going away to the entire place. What happens if you have a guest wants to come stay there? After somebody's gone, I'm going away and then I'm lock it up. My next one has to. Would you mind if my husband, my in-laws, I didn't stay in your house? I'm paying X dollars to go to a hotel. Don't worry. Or I'm traveling in airfare to go to my in-laws. And all of a sudden, this guy walks in there. What about you? This is how I would respond. I am not doing the research. That's all reason going away. You understand? You want to stay in my house? You do the biggest comments. Now, of course, the guest need not do the biggest comments on any more than he's going to use. In other words, do me the best we can do is to close up the kitchen. That's a very hard. You take a couple of the rooms, the bedrooms, the bathrooms, and then maybe they the guests usually use sitting room or something like that, and you check those out. But I really think the woman that gets the naked say, oh, I want to give you, I want to have dust or him up, dust or you're not bring up dust or him, and you make them simple to me. Don't point it to enjoy yourself. Let the guests come in and let them do it. Again, if you want to do it, if you have people staff to do it, I guess then. But generally speaking, you shouldn't strain yourself too much. You have to be careful. I have a code. Okay. Fine. All alcohol also, which is required for the speaker, is only in your house, in my opinion. Not in your office, or in your car, or in your pockets, or anywhere else if you would do the speakers. If you do have to do the speakers there, perhaps yes. But in my view, a ton of all alcohol also, a ton of all right there, were only accepted in our homes, not in our father's or pockets. But you can just mention that can be checked at any time, whenever it's convenient for you. That will also help you to get through this difficult stage. Okay, moving on to the Shulchan Aruch. What about medicines? So, most medicines, the medicine proper, is called Nifsal Me'achidas Kelev. It's not edible, not for you to be.
big and not even cleaned off. Shulchan Aruch says, in such a case, it's put on the time of the Pesach, you can leave it in your house. And the brewer said, whoa, leave it, you can't eat it. Why not? Akshavet. Because by eating it, they're making it rendered important. He lost this one. As come as Rola Poskin is, the question among them, that you don't say Akshavet by these medicines. You are, in almost all medicines, the active ingredient is not love. So, any pharmacists here, but a doctor, the around and around is mad. You only want the active ingredient, but for various technical reasons, they mix it in with other ingredients. And since you're not interested in those ingredients, it's not a part of the principle of Akshave, hence you assume that these pills are, technically speaking, permissible. This is Sak of Moshe, and most, almost all possible ingredients of Sak. So you'll ask, why there's a long list coming out? Lists of what has come and what does not come. The answer is a chumrah. Okay, it's a chumrah which makes sense. You're actually ingesting it, not just not a conference. I should add, once we go take a step back, look at conference. In my view, you're not required to pull up your conference and look under this for a conference to consider covered, nor are you required to move any type of home appliance or large sofa. Whatever's normally not moved at all during the year, your washing machine, your oven, your dryer, you're not required to move it. It's like knuckle of my polis. I would just let it be. Even if you know this comment today, you can be the it and not the end. Just not the best to talk about this particular case. Let's go back. So, there's no action made by things under the carpet or behind the wall, but when it comes to putting it in your mouth, so even though we don't know action made, I can understand very well why not use assuming that it does the same job as the one that's not quote unquote special defense. Yes?
My only question was, so according to what you're saying, that the book, the list, is a chumrah, would you stand behind that chumrah, or do you think that's not a chumrah that you should follow?
I repeat, if there are two medicines, both equally effective, one has both covers fixed in and one does not, so you know, under the expression, the yellow's called on the Korea, why don't you take any one? Why not? But of course, the problem is in many of these cases, the most effective medicine is the one that does not, not quote unquote cultural effects. Then I would say you should certainly take the most effective medicine. What's more is that there are people who risk their lives. Oh, this is common, I'll take no medicine for that, I'll do without it for a week. That seems to be the ultimate chumrah, maybe the cooler. You know, they say about Rabbi Chaim was saying, well, you're such a big makel in Shabbos, you're here, you're there. Said, I'm not a makel in the Shabbos, I'm a machmir in the Tuf Nefesh. I have that risk training in my blood. I'm a machmir in the Tuf Nefesh. You take the medicine that you need. Okay? Again, two identical medicines, so why not take the one which is partial to the face? And again, even if it's not the Kuach Nefesh, going back to Rabbi Scheinberg, you don't take the medicine and you're going to feel lousy the whole Pesach. So you're a Machmir and you're a Mate of the Tzimchus Yotam. Well, it's not appropriate. Okay, so that's why I feel that the first take the medicine, that are the Chassidishim reason is cooler, and many other goals as well. This is all solids. When it comes to liquids, it's a whole different. Liquids are made from alcohol often. If the alcohol happens to be the moment's alcohol, which not always is, check it out. It's never like the protein. You can go check it, the ingredient, find out what it has. But if it is, in fact, grain alcohol, which is moment, here, maybe the chumrah is appropriate. Now you can argue, drinking this way, in nature, or other things. Here, many Gedolim, in their experience, witnessed these so-called denatured alcohols being consumed by individuals who were interested in becoming intoxicated. Whether they drank it as such, that was those who were told quizás, hermano Chico. Quizás means that it's not enough of a major change to permit it, and therefore I think that is a sort which is worthwhile to be kept. Anything which has liquid in it, yes. So all these mouthwashes, I would like to be on mouthwash. I would believe perfumes, as this is deodorant, all these things, there's room to be mouth. As I said at the beginning, a mouth for yesh to is one to be mouth. There's room to be made also. But there's room to be stripped in these matters. Remember when I was in the Shiva Rabban, saw the mentions in one of the was Machmir, then he used to see people in the downtown with the technique they were bringing. So he couldn't consider to be just an Achilles Keller, but they're even human to drink it. So he would always say it's ridiculous. But you know, a lot of people out there, either by the way it is, or it's a little ridiculous, are drinking. So it's Yesh Moko, liquid medicine also, if you can find a proper substitute. Yeah, if you think about it, however, the solids and powders and creams seems to me they're all called this so bad. Feelers, Keller, and they're all of the odorants, the toothpaste, the alpha powders. If I can, no matter what's in it, it's worth it. This so bad, Feelers, Keller, and I don't really see a reason to knock with. For that, some say it goes to the mouth. Lipstick, you got to move it. Lipstick, never saw the color of the lipstick. You got more. But, I don't think it's required. Okay, moving right along. Yes. Property line. probably there's still a million of non-Jews, I think, in this community, so that we come to view the government, the Jewish government, even though I'm in the majority of living in the community are Jewish, not to be viewed in this mentality as such. Not Eretz Yisroel. That's the only, that's my view on that. Yes?
Why can't we use Bittl for stuff that's in the garbage?
Right. We do Bittl, but nonetheless, you know, we do Bittl. We try to get rid of stuff. I should mention the word Bittl, and that's part of the reason that the tension comes up. In that last hour, we need three things. We have to sell the chametz to those who sell it. We don't want to sell the chametz earlier because people are still eating. So we wait left the fourth hour or so. And then we sell the chametz. And then this is the burning of the chametz. It's left even enough time after it burns to have the Bittl chametz. A little bit hairy. A person who went to work that day and he just can't burn the chametz early enough because later he's working or maybe he's on the road, whatever he may be, so he can't fulfill that bit of burning the last of the chametz that he started to the rabbi later on. But what he should do is set his alarm watch. You know, that has something or other on the top. We have five things all over the place. But then he has something which could remind you at 11:30, whatever. Right. story. I'm for a major, wonderful stock organization, Seti Shalom, honest, a huge bottle of liquor. This big. It's a big box. So I took the big box, put the liquor back into the box, and sent a personal courier back to this city somewhere in the Garden State. And I said, in the back, no, we don't drink, and we don't encourage others to drink. They should understand that. I appreciate it. And I think it's the wrong message being sent. That's my form of an act. No schnapps. By the way, you can jump to another page or two. But most schnapps is common to all roll of a one stage or other. Seagram's not to talk about. But even others, they come to distribute it. Another good reason not to drink schnapps. When you do sell the puppets, you should try to be specific with yourself. Or period my puppets. Not just outside all my puppets. If you sell something you want, you and the buyer should both know what you're selling, where it is, what it costs. I know my form hasn't been put down. If you go in the way of a payment, you have to put it to see the key, leave it with the room, leave it with the neighbor, or cell phone these days, you can get in touch with you to find how you can get into the house. And I believe it's important to sell your comments to a guy who is intelligent. Too many sell to the janitors, they don't know what they're doing. Ideally, you should sell to someone who is wealthy, who can in fact come up with the money to buy the comments, works, you get a little bit of a down payment, you have to pay, so you come over to this, you have to pay up. So, my guy says to me every year, and I find myself in an embarrassing financial situation because I am illiquid. Doesn't mean he has $1 million to buy the company. He has more than $1 million. He's just illiquid. He's tied up in his stocks and his bonds and his real estate, So that's my guy. So we should have to find someone like that, So they understand what the business deals are all about, and someone like that gets an important book, if you will, to help us the fewest numbers. The fewest numbers is not a mission for a tough on Tesla, a publisher of all of a Pesa. There are many stores that are open all Pesa. They have a sign, but we sold our publisher for Pesa. Very sold. Then they sell them and walk in again. The rabbi should write to the chumas and it's a gossip. He sold his comments to a guy, and then he sells every guy who walks into the store. He says it's a thief. But the mechir is a bow of mechir. My friend was, the rabbi wasn't so sure that's true. And moreover, even if it is true, if they bring a new delivery to our page, that certainly wasn't so. You require a very sophisticated sale to work very sophisticated. He's selling engine programs. Engine programs aren't enough. You have to sell the whole company. Not everyone's willing to sell the whole company. And even if you sell the whole company, if the Jewish owner is not from, he's going to be in there on Pesach. He's going to be taking deliveries. So technically speaking, as soon as the sale is valid, who is he? He's an employee of the non-Jewish owner who's sitting somewhere in an office. Granted, even if that works, it's a question, when the company's being called by the delivery company with the trucks, and they just hand it right over to the Jewish guy. So what do you mean? He's an employee. Doesn't matter. Age equals the number. You're giving it in the hands of the Jew. Well, so there's room to be made, or perhaps the called Yad Polo, Yad Balabayas, may work even by a number, even by a Polish scroll representing a Balabayas number. Perhaps it's a shadow of the mountain. I'm crying with others. It's better not to patronize these stores to buy puppets, even buy the puppets from stores which is under a good provision where they sell the puppets for a pesa, or you try to find a honest to goodness garbage store. There are not here with the distributors here, you can't buy anything anywhere, all these cool things. I don't know if you have to sell Machmir, distributor, you're not sure when he got it, when they got it, when there's so many unknowns that there's room to be made. The store itself should be owned by a group who sold it for Facebook. in one whole point of this growing order over here, you have a pet, a bird, a fish, or a cat, whatever it may be, you have to sell that pet to the guy as well. Because if the pet belongs to you, and it's being fed comments, even though the comments are owned by an Andrew, you're having no benefit from the comments, from comments of Pesach, which is not allowed. Okay, now, the other alternative is to feed the pleasure of the Pesach food. I mean, one thing you should not do, don't sell your kelim. They sell their pots, they sell their pants, they sell their dress. You have to pay them the real kelim. The real. Let me get back to the question of public companies. Before you worry about buying the public companies, I have a bigger problem. Who in this room doesn't own any stock? You all own stock. You don't own stock directly, you own it indirectly. Pension funds, everyone owns something or other. And every company in the world has some comments. I'm not just having General Mills. I mean, it could be General Motors. But they have, you can't imagine how much stuff General Motors owns.
I came from this place in Europe, as long as
right, so what I'm saying is...
They were all gods, whatever.
Right, so you're saying that all menagerie in general are, I mean, where do you define the line between getting that muckle and that you don't have a muckle, or as well as the muckle that my father keeps 6 hours as opposed to 5.5 hours, or something like that?
Six hours. Almost universal, man, because it would be a special cooler if you had.
That was an example. I'm saying,
I think about those oranges. Most of them have your list after them.
Said 6 hours, five hours with 1 minute, right? Or, I'll get involved with that.
I was 6 hours, but I'll do whatever you want.